nation needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. But will the real Americans please stand up? No more hiding your face in the sand. Will the real Americans please stand up? Divided, we're falling, but united, we'll stand.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Send it right. Politicians take from you and me the very liberties that set us free. So sing, up and fight, for this democracy is you and me. We're the resounding saddle of let's ride. Now will the real Americans please stand up? No more hiding your face in the sand. Will the real Americans, please stand up. Divided, we're falling, but united, we'll stand up, stand strong, stand tall, and we'll keep these walls from falling. Stand up, stand strong, stand tall, and we'll keep these walls from falling.
Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
Well, hello everyone and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. Tonight is going to be an interesting night. We are discussing taking a stand, and we're always excited and fired up when we find out that individuals are taking a stand, especially doing it in the face of the tyrants. This is your host, Lori Anderson, joined with, of course, Tom Lacavera Stewart. How are you doing tonight, Tom?
It's just another day in the life, huh?
It is. It's an exciting night. I think tonight is going to be fun. I'm fired up, as well as many other individuals I'm hoping will be after they hear our show tonight. What do you think?
Well, I think that North and South Korea agree to work towards peace. Have you heard?
I have. Isn't that amazing?
Wow! Imagine how that happened.
Imagine how that happens.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What can I say? Oh, Lord.
Right.
You know, so, just when I get pissed off at Trump, you know, some of his stuff ends up working out, and then I feel obligated to say, well, you know, at least half of what we see going on is perhaps, you know, positive. You know, I'm disappointed in some areas, but you know, for all of the mainstream media out there that harshly criticized how he dealt with that whole situation, it's mm-hmm. just really interesting to see Kim Jong-un. I always get these guys mixed up. Kim Jong-un apparently actually crossed the line into South Korea, and they sat down together, and I think that they may be declaring an end to the Korean War, so-called conflict.
Yeah, they signed documents today.
Yeah, just anyway. But, you know, I'm getting off the topic of what we wanted to talk about. Folks, for you guys out there that already know that my YouTube channel has been terminated with millions of views and tens of thousands of subscribers, 6 years worth of work, articles, all of that stuff. I think it's kind of relevant to what is going on with the two young ladies, Diamond and Silk. Mm-hmm. Diamond and Silk have been all over the news. Not only did their situation of their censorship, was it brought up in Congress, but then Facebook tried to say that it tried reaching out to them. And then you had people like the Young Turks trying to prove evidence of that, because allegedly, you know, somebody from Facebook or Zuckerberg tweeted mm-hmm. them and allegedly sent them emails and commented in their threads on Facebook. First of all, if you want to directly contact somebody, you send them an email. There is no evidence of any emails. The PR effort that went into trying to patch their hindquarters from being torn off was that they sent a tweet and they commented on a thread, because that could have be seen publicly. But here's the thing. And your Diamond and Silk, or even me, I don't have as many people throwing me messages. I get messages maybe sometimes a couple days later. I mean, I have people sending me messages all the time. I don't read the threads of all of my posts or tweets. Sometimes I do. I try to. But they're not always in real time, right? So here you have these young ladies who have been censored, but something interesting happened last night. A friend of mine from Facebook, and I published this video now to our Facebook, in Facebook, just to make a point, which, by the way, now I can't post any of my pages. But anyway.
I'm shocked, Tom.
Right? Christopher Hinckley.
That hate speech. Get rid of that hate speech.
Christopher Hinckley not only proved that Facebook was censoring, he went and he screenshot, recorded how he was not only following Diamond and Silk and was supposed to receive notifications, but the same with me. Now, here's what brought this on. I made a post because I noticed there was like nobody was clicking on my post, and I'm like, I have 5,000 friends, at least 1,000 people following by choice, not to mention the Resurrected Republic radio show page and all of that other stuff. And I'm like, why am I getting no traction off of any of these posts? So I made a post that said, Facebook, here we go again. Censoring, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, that post now, let me bring it up. That post now was, I think, over 200 responses. Keep in mind, I was getting 2 to 3 prior to the post. Here it is right here. It's coming up on my screen. I'm sorry, 151 people clicked likes, and there was a bunch of shares. And my message was, Facebook, I'm getting tired of this. 5,000 friends and almost no one seeing my posts. That was it. There was no photo. There was no article. There was no clickbait. There was nothing other than just this little tiny post. And 151 people clicked like on it. And when you scroll down, now I have a little bit more traction from posts that I made because they clicked on that and then scrolled down my timeline. But prior to that, and we recorded all of this in real time, there was like nothing there. So not only are people friending people and specifically and deliberately requesting notifications from their posts, but they're not getting them. And this is, if they're going to give you, and some people have argued with me, it's a corporation, they can do what they want. They can't deceive you. First of all, they can't do what they want because they're also funded by there is taxpayer money that went into Facebook. So that argument, as far as I'm concerned, is out the window. But aside from that, if they are going to give you the illusion that you have the ability and can request notifications from someone, and you don't supply that, and they are generating revenue off of its users. So not only are they making money off of people, but they're shadow banning people who they're making money off of in certain content, and they're lying to them. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's called fraud. And to get thousands, millions of people to use a service based on deception is one of the biggest fraudulent concepts I've seen that have been allowed to go on. So we have these kangaroo congressional hearings that everybody thought, well, Zuckerberg's being taken to task, things are going to change. Well, this all happened after all of that. And this is either algorithms or live human beings. Now, either or, as a CEO of Facebook, you would think that Mark Zuckerberg could come in and say, okay, we need to stop this. He didn't do it. He didn't fix anything. Not only are we being censored, but Diamond and Silk is being censored because Christopher Hinckley also recorded how they're suppressing their posts from going to him as well. Mm-hmm. So I've reported on that part of it, and I'm going to give it to you for, I know that you have some content you want to share with us from,
I
assume, from the hearings?
Yes, that's some of it. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it's beautiful. Man, you want to talk about somebody's head being ripped off.
You know what? You know what, Tom? That's what happens when Congress actually meets real American women. That's it. They are so used to people in Congress that are yes men and women, or I stand on due to possible incrimination of myself, I obtain and stand on my right to remain silent due to the advice of counsel. Let me tell you what, for many of you individuals who do not know what we're talking about yet, because a lot of this hasn't been put out there, and unless you're really savvy on the internet, it is everywhere on the internet now, but I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into this. But Tom, before I get to that real quick, as you remember, I sent you copies of when I was trying to post information about the SPLC, and Facebook wouldn't let me do it. Remember me sending you screenshots on that? And I've had videos that I knew got out there, had over 77,000 views and only a couple of thumbs ups. But yet, you read the messages and everybody's like, oh, awesome, that's great, Q sent me, I shared it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so you know that they've been manipulating numbers for us for a very long time. So I am so glad. That's the reason that we played Stand Up today. Because let me tell you what, these real American women, Diamond and Silk, they stood up for every American on April 26th. I am so proud of them, and it was epic. So let me explain to you what I am talking about. On April 26th, the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing, and this hearing was the hearing for how social media is filtering conservatives. So it wasn't just Facebook that they were speaking about. They were talking about social media as well. However, before I get into too much more detail, and then I'm going to line it up as we go through these different clips for you to hear, I want you to hear the opening statements for Diamond and Silk. Their opening statements to the House Judiciary Committee on, and the title for the Judiciary Committee meeting was opening statements on social media filtering. And
is this the one where Representative Tipover? Okay,
you're not doing that yet. Okay. I'm gonna
let me know when you're ready to do that, because I have a little bonus for that.
Okay, not a problem. So the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Republican out of Virginia, delivered the following remarks on April 26th at a hearing examining social media filtering practices and their effect on free speech. Chairman Goodlatte says, quote, "Today's hearing will examine how social media companies filter content on their platforms. According to a February 2018 fact sheet published by the Pew Research Center, today, around 7 in 10 Americans use social media to connect with one another, engage with news content, and share information and entertain themselves. In a survey released in March, Pew found that Facebook dominates the social media landscape with 68% of U.S. adults stating that they use this social media platform online or on their cell phone. The same survey found that nearly three-quarters of the U.S. adults use YouTube, a platform with many social media elements, including 94% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Also covered in the survey was Twitter, which controls a smaller demographic but nevertheless attracts 40% of 18 to 24-year-olds to its platform." Well, when you realize the ages of that, Tom, then you know why they're really trying to alter that. They don't want to reach those millennials.
Well, sure, and they're pushing us off onto platforms that they have no control over, but don't have the steam and don't have the demographics that that they do. They're relatively small. I mean, even Steam, you know, it's picking up, but it's more of an audience that I would, you know, I don't have the facts and data in front of me, but I would consider probably 25 up, mm-hmm. And people who have already formulated their opinions about a lot of things. Now, this is a very pervasive that's going on all over the place. We see with the effects on the minds of these kids from Florida with March for Our Lives. Lives, actually.
Oh, you said it right.
Yeah, the March for Our Lives. And now Washington, D.C. was talking about, now, while they're upping the age that you can get a firearm, they want to lower the age for voting.
Oh, yeah.
And you can obviously, I mean, any critical thinking-minded individual knows that even a senior in high school, I mean, I feel like my father when I say this. He used to say, what do you have in your head? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad knew that we had a bunch of garbage in our head. But when, and we would only receive this garbage when coming back from schools.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, really, it's no big secret that most teachers are liberals. I don't know why that's happened, except for I know that there was a deliberate movement, a push mm-hmm. for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but beside the point, we know that that's a fact. So, another question that I have here is why, unless there are Republicans that are in cahoots with them, which I believe, why are we allowing taxpayer-funded schools to allow political movements to be fostered and paid for and fomented? Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother issue right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about, oh, well, this is common sense. No, this is a political agenda. And politics have no... It's not that politics shouldn't be discussed in school, but you should be described what politics are, not which party you should...
And not tell them exactly what they should think, and they're bad if they don't think that way.
Exactly. I wish I could share some of the content that some people have sent me. It wouldn't be good for radio. But I've gotten content from people from all over the place in classrooms where students engage in arguments with these Marxist teachers that, well, they've been thrown out of class, they've been silenced, they've been bullied, and, you know, most of the robot-minded kids in the class will gang up on the couple conservatives that are saying, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, white privilege, are you kidding me?
Well, I'm going to tell you, political correctness definitely went out of the window on this hearing. And I am really tickled pink about that. So I wanted to share with you all the opening statements, if you will, to the April 26th House of Representatives Judiciary Committee hearing about these social media sites. And by the way, these social media sites were built by us, not them. Because yep. they would have no content if it wasn't for each one of us. So if you would, Mike, please play that clip. Okay, so while Mike is getting that taken care of and ironed out so that that clip can be played, I want to point out...
Well, I guess we'll...
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, boy.
We would like to thank the Judiciary Committee for allowing us the opportunity to voice our concerns about conservatives being targeted and censored on social media platforms. Facebook, along with other social media sites, have taken aggressive actions to silence conservative voices such as ourselves by deliberately restricting and weaponizing our page with algorithms that censor and suppress our free speech. These biased algorithms are tactics designed to pick up on keywords, thus telling the pages how to behave in ways that repress and stifle express ideas, including shadow banning, which block our content for being seen by our followers while depriving our brand through the demonetization of our videos. Followers stop receiving notification when we posted videos and content. Followers was also mysteriously unlike from our page. Subtle and slowly, Facebook used one mechanism at a time to diminish our reach by restricting our page so that our 1.2 million followers would not see our content, thus silencing our conservative voices. When we reached out to Facebook for an explanation, they gave us the runaround. Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress and stated that the most important thing he cared about was making sure no one interferes in the 2018 elections. But after doing our research, we wondered if Mark Zuckerberg was using Facebook to interfere in the 2018 elections by labeling users' accounts as either liberal, very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative. This is one of the main underhanded ways to censor conservatives. So if I'm labeled as very liberal without the option to edit it, update, and correct the settings, then algorithms are already put in place, which allows advertisers that have liberal views, services, and causes to target me. And you can see the graph on the screen, and it shows clearly that our personal accounts have been already labeled. Diamond and Silk personal Facebook page has been labeled by Facebook as very liberal. Even though we are not very liberal, Facebook do not give us the option to change this label to conservative, making it less likely for us to see advertisement, news stories, and services for a conservative point of view. If Facebook labeled our user accounts as very liberal and got it wrong, how many more other users' accounts haven't they gotten wrong? On September 7, 2017, we received a message on our Facebook page which stated that limits has been placed on Diamonds and Silks, and you can see picture two. You can see on picture three all of the complaints that have come in from our followers where they're not receiving notification. When watching our videos, it stopped. They can't watch our videos. We've also noticed how someone with a liberal point of view that spew hate against the president can garner up to 19 million views with only 539,000 followers, yet we have 1.2 million followers and only receive 13,000 views on a video. And you can see that in picture four. And then in picture five, you can see the comparison from back then till today. Also, if you look at picture five, part two, when we uploaded a video on March 4, with 1.2 million people, we was only able to reach 37,000 views. But as soon as Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, this here issue came to light, and they started taking those algorithms off, we uploaded the same video on April the 12th, and it was able to garner 400,000 views. After looking at our analytical on part three, after looking at our analytical, you can clearly see that the restrictions are back because after the 12th, everything started going back downhill. In 2016, with less than 1 million followers, our reach page would garner 5 to 8 million people or more within a week. All of that changed when the algorithms was placed back on our page to suppress our reach. YouTube also demonetized 95% of our videos in 2017, categorizing it as hate speech, even though our account was in good standard. We also show that Mark Zuckerberg said he don't allow hate speech, yet when people say the word I hate or we hate, those people also garner views. Was it an enforcement error for 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 43 seconds of chatting and emailing about the same issue and being told that my issue would be escalated to a Facebook team, a spam team, the technical team, the appeal team, the internal team, the policy team, only to be told on January the 8th, 2018 that a request was never sent? And we have the proof. See picture 10 and picture 11. Censorship is no hoax. It's real. It's wrong for these social media giants to suppress and disregard people by diminishing and denying them their free speech. If social media is supposed to be a place for all ideas or to express an ideal, then algorithms and tactics should not be in place to suppress some ideas. Thank you.
All right, so that's just the beginning of what we're going to hear tonight. I am so proud of those ladies, let me tell you. So I wanted to let you know. I wanted to let you know, Chairman Bob Goodlatte, he slammed the social media companies for refusing to testify. They were invited. Facebook, Google, and Twitter
they didn't want
invited
any more
to attend.
Time.
Yeah, they were invited to attend the hearing on the social media filtering practices to which they had been. And this is what he said, quote, "I'm extremely disappointed that some of the internet's largest speech platforms refused to testify today. We know that these social media platforms remove content. As legitimate businesses, they must ensure that their services aren't being abused for illegal purposes, such as fraud and identity theft. There is, however, a big difference between removing illegal activity and suppressing speech. Americans recognize that they want to know why they're being banned, blocked, or labeled online, which is why we asked Facebook, Twitter, and Google to participate in today's hearing. Unfortunately, these platforms who purport to, quote, help public connect, unquote, appear more interested in saving face than engaging on the issues face-to-face. This committee will take whatever steps necessary to obtain answers directly from these tech companies so that we can better understand their filtering practices in order to promote freedom of speech on the internet," unquote. Great job, Chairman Bob Goodlatte. So they did. They're really getting fired upon really well. I wanted to let you hear. Now, these are not going to be played in order. I want to make that clear. There will be a link below the show below where you can watch the whole hearing and see it in order. But I want to play a certain ones because I'm leading up to something, everyone. So I wanted you to hear from Representative Shabbat from Ohio. He questions Diamond and Silk. Mike, would you please play that clip?
Thanks, gentlewoman, and recognizes the gentleman from Ohio, Ms. Shabbat, 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll go to Ms. Hardaway and Ms. Richardson, I think better known as Diamond and Spice, first, if I can. Diamond and Silk, my apologies. Hopefully I get the rest of it right.
Okay.
Mr. Nadler introduced and asked the other three gentlemen about whether there was any evidence of Facebook or others blocking conservatives, and they indicated no, they didn't really have anything. But he didn't ask you those questions. It's my understanding that you have personal knowledge of this. In fact, experienced this yourselves, being blocked because it actually happened to you. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And buried deep in the settings of Facebook, there is a setting called Your Categories, which Facebook label individual account as either liberal, very liberal, conservative, or very conservative. Our personal Facebook account have been labeled very liberal, thus meaning that anybody that is advertising or want to advertise, that's the only type of advertisement that we will see on our Facebook page. So if you are in a conservative and you're advertising as a conservative, your reach will not be far. The reason being is because there are individual Facebook pages that have been labeled as very liberal. Now, with this particular setting, we cannot change it. We cannot correct it. We cannot update it. This has been a default setting set by Facebook on individual personal pages. Okay. With that setting set, if you cannot change it, then guess what? Facebook control what you see.
That's right.
Let me move on if I can. It's my understanding that you comment, talk about a whole lot of different things, and one of those is President Trump, is my understanding.
Yes, we do.
And I think in general, you tend to agree with and agree with some of his policies and have been generally pro-President Trump. Is that accurate?
We love our president. We love his agenda. We love this country.
And others have found fault with that, is my understanding. You've been criticized by some for that point of view. Is that correct?
But that's their problem, not ours.
Because
this
right.
is our platform.
That's right. We do not solicit our page to them.
Right.
They come to our
Oops.
Page. And there are something called troll farms. When people come to our page and deliberately, and they dumb down our page, Facebook have a mechanism sitting there that when you thumb down our page, you come to our page deliberately, thumb it down, then there's an algorithm that's put in place where if you get too many thumb downs, now your page is restricted, blocked, your posts disappear, and then shadow banning is there.
All right. We'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. It's going to get even more heated as we go on with the show tonight.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
A revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary prize for your eyes. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. So will the real Americans please stand up? No more hiding your face in the sand. Will the real Americans, please stand up. Divided, we're falling. But united, we'll stand.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. Americans are standing all across our union, whether it be from teenagers to the elderly. And we are so proud to bring to you tonight the House Judiciary Committee hearing, where Diamond and Silk not only stood up for themselves, but stood up for every single person within the United States of America. We're going to finish that clip, and then we will take a call, and we will get back to the other clips that we have to play to you, for you tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from Hank the Tank, tip the Guam Island over guy. He's just a tar.
We're going to get there, I promise.
I know, I just can't.
If you would, Mike, please play that clip.
thumb it down. Then there's an algorithm that's put in place where if you get too many thumb downs, now your page is restricted, blocked, your posts disappear, and then shadow banning is there where we can see our posts, but everybody else can see our posts.
Do you think it's unsafe or it's hate speech to offer a positive view of our president?
Excuse me?
Do you think some people...
I love that.
Certainly you don't think that it's unsafe or hate speech to be positive about the president, right?
It is not unsafe, right. Or is it hate speech,
right,
to love this country and love and stand behind the president of the United States? If when Obama was in office, if we had to get behind him, why not get behind this president right here?
Yeah, let me follow up. And then some other things that you talk about, you've talked about, I think... that you believe that we should control our borders. As a country, we have the right to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Ain't this place controlled? When I came up here today, security had to check us out.
That's
we
right.
just couldn't walk up in here. Don't you secure your house? The border should be secure.
And another thing, if illegal aliens have a right to, don't have a right, but if illegal aliens can come here to America and obtain the American dream, why can't Diamond and Silk?
That's right. Yeah,
very good. And some other things that you...
Oh, snap!
My understanding is things like protecting the unborn. Is that something that you've discussed in the past that you think that we ought to protect those that have a right to have life? Is that something that
absolutely, absolutely?
Right,
yeah, and first of all, those are our beliefs,
right,
and we have a right to those beliefs.
Right.
What's wrong with the way we believe? Why is it now in this country whatever used to be right is wrong, and what's wrong now is right? If I have a belief, that's my belief.
Ooh.
But nobody have a right to censor my free speech.
Yeah.
Nobody has a right to do it. And to maliciously and deliberately do it is what really irritates me. It just irritates me.
Tell it like it is.
And good will seem evil, and evil will seem good.
Woo!
She got all biblical up in there.
Oh, you just make even more biblical in a little bit. Yes, absolutely. So before we get to the next clips and covering these issues that Diamond and Silk so well, so bluntly, non-politically correct, but she definitely stood up for every individual in the United States of America. And we have a caller, so we're going to take that caller before we go to the next bit of information and the next clip. How are you doing tonight, Rhonda?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What a wonderful show. I'm living vicariously through these two women. I found them a long time ago, and I'm grateful that you brought them back up into your program, because I saw them a long time ago. I love their sassiness. They're so
oh, yeah.
You
awesome.
Know what I love most about them?
Snap!
They do not care about political correctness. They tell the truth. They tell it like it is, and they do not take and make apologies for it, and I love it.
I do, too.
Well, Lori, you guys, I do have a little bit. Now, I didn't know this until that last clip you played, but I do have a little bit of a concern as to they're up there to... I guess some, you know, they're talking about their Facebook page and being, you know, but then why are they asking them about their political beliefs?
Oh, well, you just wait, little, honey.
Because it's a congressional record.
Yeah.
And they're establishing on the record. Yeah. They're establishing the bias, by pointing out their specific political beliefs and basically what the congressman is doing. Is he's laying out, see, I my father was a lawyer, so I think like a lawyer, in a way.
Uh-huh.
And what he's doing is he's placing on the congressional record evidence of policy, political choices that they've made in their personal lives along to back up the... So you kind of have to, when you're listening to congressional hearings like that, you have to kind of think, he's presenting evidence.
Right.
And that's how it is. So he's asking a question he obviously already knows the answer to, but he wants it placed on the record, right?
Right. He's trying to lay a foundation of proof that conservatives are being targeted on these platforms.
Oh, okay. So hence the question, pro-choice or pro-life?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
I had an incident, and I'll leave you with this. I had an incident one time with Facebook where I disagreed with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote into them, and what I told, what I wrote in, they didn't like it, and they they called it hate speech. Mm-hmm. So I replied, and I said, how do you come to that conclusion? And it was so stupid. It was so minimal. It wasn't any big, huge thing, but it was like, you know, what I said was hate speech, so therefore I'm going to be censored or something. I'm like, you know, I'm not even, like I said, I'm living vicariously through these two women because they're awesome. I love them.
Yep, they are. They are. I love watching them, too.
I wanted to thank you for bringing them back to my attention because somewhere in between RBN and all the other things that I've watched, I lost track of them. But I actually went, when you guys were on your last little, you know, talk, I went to Facebook, and I would encourage everyone to do this. I went and I searched on Google, searched Diamond and Silk, and then I found them on Facebook, and I have a Facebook page, so I liked them. And on the Facebook page, I wrote, as a comment, I said, everyone needs to like these two women because Facebook dissed them. And that's all.
That's wonderful.
Because Facebook doesn't want them, huh?
No, Facebook doesn't want them. And whenever you do that, make sure you do hashtag RTR Truth Media.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back and do that. But I did that when you guys put them on because they are so awesome. I love those two women. And you know, I just encourage everyone to do that. Go and put it on Facebook. Everybody needs to watch these two because Facebook doesn't want them to be on there.
Right.
You know, one other thing that Diamond and Silk give us. Now, I don't particularly agree with some of the policy decisions of Trump, but I admire them. They're Americans. They're standing up. There's so many positive things, and I'm conservative, so of course I'm happy to see what's going on in Korea and all that, but trying to be impartial about it, you know, these two ladies brought something to the culture wars that the left cannot stand, and that is we have been painted as racists, we've been painted as white nationalists, and really what they've done is they have so hijacked the African-American communities. We've known this for a long time. So we're naturally opposed to a lot of African-American voices, not because of their race, but because of their politics. Now, here's this breath of fresh wind that comes in that we can say, good for you. Oh, well, that defeats the narrative of everything. It just doesn't help their own community and try and show some people in their own community how they can be incentivized by thinking responsibly and not for looking for more big government. But it also it helps us all out because here's a couple people that we can embrace and give an attaboy to and get behind and show people out there that the narrative is completely destroyed. When people like this come along, it's refreshing. And, you know, I felt the same way about Dr. Ben Carson. I didn't agree with everything he said, but I agreed with most of what he said. And I would have very much liked to see him be in a higher policy position. But, you know, people like this, they defeat the narrative of the left, and that's what I really like to see.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, it doesn't have anything to do with color, because here we are.
Right, glorifying them.
Three white Americans talking about them like they're the bomb.
Yeah, right? The
bomb. They are.
They're my sisters!
Sassy. I love their sassiness. And if you guys remember, when Obama was in office, we had another one, but he was anti-Obama. He was, did you guys ever see Mac Daddy? Oh, he was funny.
Oh, I remember Mac Daddy.
He talked about, I don't know why he said this, and this was a black man saying it. It was hilarious. I didn't necessarily agree. I didn't know that much about Obama, but I sarcastically wrote in to the first day of their White House. I wrote in because I heard Michelle/Michael Obama was into organic gardening, and I said, well, great, then you can go after Monsanto, and here's all the lists of, I said, you guys are awesome. I said, here's why Monsanto should be put out of business. I was being sarcastic because I knew it would never happen, But
that was great.
That guy, that black guy, talked about Mac Daddy, right? And he was saying, he actually said no black man should be the president of the United States. And I'm scratching my head going, huh? Remember that?
Well, the reality was Obama wasn't black anyways, biracial. And a lot of black people have pointed that out because they've gotten mad about individuals trying to claim, the first black president. And a lot of black individuals got mad about that.
Is that what you're saying? You're saying, Lori, are you saying that no black person would claim Obama as being the first black president?
No. Some people do. What I'm saying is some black individuals got mad when they were repeating he was the first black president, and they got mad and called him out on it and said, no, he's biracial. He is not black.
Oh, okay. Well, you remember, I think, wasn't Clinton the first white black president? It's very confusing.
And see, it really just goes to show that these things, they just use them to divide us. It makes me think back to Anthony Hervey. I don't know if you remember Anthony Hervey, but he was driving with Arlene Barnum down Highway 6, and I think it was it Georgia? I forget. No, it was Alabama. And he was an African-American who supported the Confederate flag because he knew a lot about the lies of history that are told, and he was very educated the history of our country, and he saw the Confederate flag as by the people that he knew and that he loved and the neighbors that he had being embraced, not for a symbol of racism and hate like they would tell you, but just a source of their history and the pride of the South and all that. So he went to a rally, and he was driving home, and a carload of young black males came up to the side of him, ran him off the road, and he died. And he was killed. Now, and these guys, they have all of these names that they give him, like, he's an Uncle Tom. No, he's not. He's being embraced by white people. He's being, thanked by people.
Do they realize Uncle Tom was the hero of the book?
Well, no, they don't. They don't realize that.
When somebody calls you an Uncle Tom, everyone, say thank you because they're calling you a hero.
Yeah. You see what they do? It's not about black. This is the left's hijacking of, and this is what Marxists do. They pander to people who, and they have to create a victim culture, right? So they push the narrative. They get them believing that they're marginalized peoples. Right. Instead of setting, which we have laws that prevent discrimination, affirmative action is discrimination. So you have these people, these people I see at these universities, they're attending universities that are tens of thousands of dollars a year, and they're standing up talking about they're marginalized and they're oppressed. Excuse me, you are in an exclusive, like Yale, I'm talking about Columbia, all of these universities, and they're standing up screaming and hollering how they're being discriminated against. You are in an Ivy League university saying how you're discriminated against while there's genocide going on still in Africa. It just blows my mind, the entitlement of this victim class of mentality, and they have created generations of these folks. And they're trapped by their own victimhood, and this is what the left panders to. The same thing's going on in California with the whole immigration movement. They call it something called dreamers. Well, we have something to share with you on Monday. We're going to be on 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time. We're switching times. And I'm going to share some stuff coming out of California. We're talking about Latinos, Latinas, black men, white men, everybody standing up saying, you know what? We don't want a sanctuary city. We see what it's doing. Not only are the cartels moving in and the drugs being sold, but this one African-American guy says, all of the people that I know that sell drugs, they buy them from the Mexican cartels. It's all around the neighborhood. He said, I'm going to expose all of you. It's just mind-blowing testimony. The far left has been doing this for so long, and all they want is voters. You see the same thing going on in D.C., where now they're so infected the minds of children, and they're propagandizing them because they have really developed no critical thinking abilities yet. I mean, you don't really know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, and I'm speaking for myself. I thought I knew everything up until I was about 25. And then I started a gradual process of wakening up because I saw what was going on in the world around me. I had an opportunity to critically think and find answers for myself. And fortunately, I didn't have a rooted public school education that programmed me to memorize. And that was the, you know, that's what you get tested on. You know, the education for those parents and grandparents out there. You know, when I went to school, I was so blessed. I was privileged because I went to a school that told me, here's your subject, go bring us the answers. I kid you not. That's how I learned. And,
all right,
and
well,
kids
thank you
right
for
now.
Taking my call.
Thank you.
And here you're
have
going
a
to
good
break.
So have
thank
a good
you
night.
So much. Okay. You too, bye.
Thank you. Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Is for you and me. Welcome to the base.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, there's a flood down in Texas.
Well, telephone lines aren't down right now. We do have some clips to run, but we will be opening the call lines up. Do we have anybody on queue? John, why don't we bring John up before we run the next clip? We only have a short segment. John, you're on.
Well, I was going to cover three quick points with you, but I guess I'll do it on my radio show. It's Radio Art Hashtag. Now, that being...
Okay.
Yeah, and...
All right.
Wait a minute. All right. That being said, it was RBN that inspired me to get my own radio show. Thank you, Rick Adams.
All right.
Now.
All right.
All right, I get to one point. Look, YouTube got a TOS that says you agree to their laws, including applicable to the state in which they're located in.
Yeah, that's irrelevant.
Thank you.
The TOS is pretty specific.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant. And I'm going to tell you. Let me give you, for instance. Let's say Walmart has an agreement that you can't be of a certain political persuasion and come into their establishment. Now, of course, these lawyers write it very carefully and craftily inside these terms of service agreements. But terms of service agreements and even your agreement to them do not make them lawful in the Republic of the United States. And this is what people don't understand. It just absolutely doesn't work that way. They cannot discriminate against people. This is a federal law. This covers all 50 states based upon their race, their gender, their political, their religious, cultural background. They cannot do it and maintain and operate a business in this country. I've heard this before, this argument, and I understand. But just because a corporation sets a policy and they do it through 33 pages of legal mumbo jumbo does not give them the right to violate your rights. Now, some people say, well, you give up those rights by consent. I argue against that because Facebook has on so many occasions put it out there that they are a social network for the world. So they can't say if they might have an argument if they said that we are the Republican voice of the world. Then they might have an argument to say that if people come in with opposing political opinions and they harass other people, they might have an argument. But being that they have made it clear that they have a non-discriminatory policy, they're violating the First Amendment, the United States Constitution, that no corporation has the right to get you to sign your rights away from. That's my opinion on that. So,
well, you forgot.
Do you want to hang on? We're going into break. Stay with me. I want to hear what you have to say about that on the other side. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.